Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and you can stream us online at newsdakota.com. It is that time again. Another Drive for Your Community event is happening in Jamestown. Tara Kapp with RM Stout joining us. And Tara, welcome back to our show.
Greetings, Warren. How are you?
I am fantastic. We had a nice long stretch there talking about the running of the pink. Yes. And that was a lot of fun, but you're back and we're here to talk about this Drive for Your Community event. These events are so great and just they don't take much for anybody to come and participate in.
Exactly. We're hopping off one fundraiser bandwagon and jumping onto another. Yeah. And so for anyone who has ever been involved in one of our drive events, you hit the nail on the head, Warren. They're fun. They're easy. They're no obligation. Literally, you just come out, hop in a brand new Ford vehicle for a few minutes, jot your name down, answer a couple of questions. And they're basically just market research questions like, what do you drive now? And what would you like to drive type of thing? Yeah. Obviously, Ford's trying to gather some information about the people out in the area, about what they do and don't like about different vehicles. And then we kick you into a Ford for a few minutes. You get to drive a brand new vehicle. And then because you did that, Ford and RM Stout are going to take $20 and donate it to a specific cause. And this time we are teaming up with Edgewood Family Vista, Edgewood Senior Living here in Jamestown. And it's a pretty important day for them. Yeah. It's a pretty important day nationwide, and we're very happy that they wanted to include us in this. It's called the longest day, and it is the summer solstice. Yeah. So Friday the 21st, we'll have the longest amount of sunshine and daylight in North Dakota, obviously, nationwide. And the Alzheimer's Association puts this event on every year, and it's on the longest day we fight. And so we obviously are fighting back against Alzheimer's. And I know when folks hear that word, It's just a tough one.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. And the goal of the Alzheimer's Association nationwide is it's a volunteer health organization. And obviously, they're out there for Alzheimer's care, Alzheimer's support, Alzheimer's research. And their goal is to wipe out Alzheimer's. Let's get rid of it. And we as citizens and family and friends, obviously, would love to see that happen. And so your coming out to this event and joining with RM Stout and joining with Edgewood is to help fight back against Alzheimer's. And this also is kind of near and dear to our hearts. We've actually had a staff member that has been, subject to memory loss due to Alzheimer's and dementia. And we don't like it. No. And we miss them. And we want to fight back, too. So it is no obligation, Warren. Literally, no obligation. If you swing in and spend 20 minutes of your time, we can raise up to $6,000 for the fight against Alzheimer's. I mean,
an easy $6,000. All you need to do is show up to Edgewood that day from 11 to 2. You test drive a vehicle. Just, that's it. You just show up and you get in the vehicle, drive around a little bit, and that's $20 right there to that cause.
Absolutely.
So very, very simple, very easy. Going on again, 11 to 2 at Edgewood Senior Living. And then afterwards, Tara, they're going to have a big old party. And really celebrate that.
They have a parking lot party. Yeah. So, and if you've ever been there, they have a number of events throughout the year to bring awareness to Edgewood, to let you meet everyone there. And when they do, it's a blast. And so we're going to kick off the day from 11 to 2 with the drive at Edgewood. Yeah. And then later that evening from 4 to 7, they have their parking lot party. They've got Grand Envy Music and Steel River. Now, these are bands they're bringing in from Minneapolis.
Oh, sweet.
And, the residents there at Edgewood love them. They're out there dancing. Kids are dancing. It's really a community event. They are also having a craft and a bake sale with the residents. They have bouncy houses for the kids. We all know how much fun that is.
I mean, that's going to get me there. I know they know me. They have me on a list. They're like, hey, if this guy shows up, you can't let him on the inflatables.
Even if he takes his shoes off. Don't let him in.
Keep him away. So this is coming up again June 21st.
Yep.
No obligation. Just show up. Help support the fight against Alzheimer's. Drive a vehicle. Give them $20. I mean, heck, if they want to, they can donate too. I mean, that's what it's all about, is helping this out. So,
If you cannot make it that day either, there is a website you can go to. And again, this is a national organization. We have it locally here in Jamestown, and it's alz.org. And if you go there, the first thing you're going to see is how you can assist, even $5, whatever you can do. So if you can't make it that day and be involved with the drive, you're very welcome to donate online. They've just got so much information about the longest day and about the Alzheimer's Association, and Edgewood has more information on their website as well. Yeah. If you have any questions about how Edgewood could help you or your family and what their senior living and what their Vista does, 952-8750 is their number. But, for us as well here from Stouts, you've been there.
For sure.
Well, who doesn't like getting out of the office on a nice, summer day and summer solstice?
Yeah.
And for us, it's so much fun to meet, you know, more people in the community.
Yeah.
And this is a way for us to introduce, you know, all the new Ford models, too. So if you're even just curious, even if you're not in the market for anything, it doesn't matter. We just want you to stop in. And, you know, when we say no obligation, we mean it. We're not going to be calling you the next day going, yo, when you're coming to buy.
You drove that vehicle. Yeah. You got to buy it now.
What up? So we really just want you to come out. Cool. We'd love to meet you, shake hands, smile, put you in a new vehicle for a few minutes, and then hand over a check for, you know me, Warren.
How many
events have we done? And I've come in here and gone, I want my epic. I want to make the 6,000.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
By golly, if we could do that for this, I'd be
ecstatic. It'd be over the moon. And I agree with you, because that'd be 6,000 that gets to be here locally, helping out those Alzheimer's patients, helping go towards that fight. So show up on the 21st, 11 to 2, test drive a vehicle, and then stay for that parking lot party. Tara, anything else you want to throw out there?
You know, you and I talk a lot about all these community events, and when I say thank you, we mean it. You know, they're two simple words, but they mean a lot. And over the years, we've had all sorts of events, and we've gotten involved with a lot of fantastic organizations, and this is yet another one to add to the list. And so when we say we'd love to see you there, and when we say thank you for your support, we mean it. It's not just two words we're shooting out on the radio waves to, you know, we really mean that. And Warren, I know that you are so involved with all of these. And so to help us get the word out, we do appreciate that.
Well, I'm glad to help.
So we're just hoping for some super nice weather and green grass and lots of sunshine. And it's the longest day. And we hope that you'll come out and fight with us.
There you go. June 21st, 11 to 2, Edgewood Senior Living in Jamestown. Tara, thanks for joining us.
See you again soon.